All right, we got Nick on the horn from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Nick, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Have you been hearing a lot from fishermen?
Yeah, nothing too positive overall.
Yeah, I kind of wondered if you were going to say the same thing. I expected it to pick up with this cool down, and it really hasn't. It almost stalled everything.
Yeah, nothing really changed. A few fish being caught again, and that's about it.
I have heard that, you know, there's a few dark kings still hanging around, but the coho run certainly hasn't gone gangbusters. Let's put it that way.
No, it hasn't. I think we're in for a long, drawn-out run.
Well, if we get some more rain, you know, never know when the next push of water or whatever the condition might be that'll trigger another run of fresh fish. But what are you expecting to happen over the next week or so?
I think they're going to improve quite a bit. You know, even if we don't get a large push of coho, late October is the time that the steelhead and the Lake Run Browns come in anyway. So yeah, No matter what, we're going to have something good to fish for.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the browns. We'll get back to that in a second with regard to resident browns. But I do want to ask you this. You know, making your plan or changing or altering your approach to fishing in the rivers, you know, for migrating and spawning fish this time of year, what would you anticipate changing now that we're getting into October further?
I think they're going to hold in the pools a little bit better. Right now it seems like they're just blasting through, and guys aren't getting as many fish just because they're not fishing towards, you know, pools of 20, 30 coho. They're just getting a couple when they're on the move, and they don't bite all that well when all they have on their mind is shooting up river.
Somebody walked into your shop and said, what should I be using right now on the rivers? What would you tell them?
I would take two rods, one with spinners and crankbaits, and then I would definitely have another rod and rigged with bobbers, boat fishing spawn.
Okay.
Yep, that would be my go-to for the spin fishermen. For the fly guys, bobbers with eggs have been producing really well for resident trout, and we have been getting coho, browns, and that kind of thing on streamers.
Well, hang around, and you'll hear us talk about some great fishing for resident trout on open water still. We'll talk about what's been working, and then also move over to the big lake. Good reports coming out of the harbors as well. We'll give you the details on that when we continue in our next outdoor report with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Part 2 coming up right here on The Outdoor Show.